You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter, Brittany Giroli. And Brittany, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon after a wild one on Wednesday between the Orioles and the Red Sox. Obviously a big series in Baltimore, the two top teams in the American League East. It didn't start well for the Orioles in the series, or really the game, but it was a big win for Baltimore. They have a chance to even the series now on Thursday. But let's get into the game a little bit, because they fall behind again because Mookie Betts, they just can't seem to get him out or stop him from hitting the ball over the fence. But they fall behind early, come back, fall behind again. But the offense was relentless. We'll get into the other side of things and the pitching in a little bit. But just talk about this offense right now, because they have everyone that's been hitting all year, and then suddenly now you have Hyun-Soo Kim kind of joining the party.
Yeah, look at him out of nowhere. You look at what he's done over his last seven games, it's been pretty impressive. Batting, I think, right around that 330 mark is, you know, getting on base and scoring runs. And obviously, a lot of guys contributed last night. Before 13 runs, didn't have a home run. But it just seems like every time Kim plays lately, he's making something happen. He's having some of their better at-bats. Even when they got swept in Houston, I remember being struck by the fact that, one, he didn't strike out all the time like the rest of the lineup was doing. He looked like a guy who was really seeing the ball well. I remember he hit a ball or two to the warning track. So it looks like his stroke is coming along. He seems more comfortable. He said last night that the regular at-bats, the fact that he is playing on a much more consistent basis, has really helped him see the ball.
There's a little irony there, I think, because he talks about getting the regular at-bats helping him out, and that's what the team kind of wanted him to get when they wanted to send him down to AAA to start the season. He refused that, but now he is getting it, and it's helping. So I guess on one hand, hey, he could say, I didn't need it, I'm good now, and obviously he's feeling more comfortable. On the other hand, maybe the team had something right as well. But how much of this, beyond the extra at-bats, how much is just him starting to maybe feel a little more comfortable in a new country?
I think that's a lot to it, really. I mean, he didn't play till April 10th, and he was playing sporadically after that. Getting those six games in a row was huge. I think even maybe when he wasn't playing, just watching the game, getting familiar with some of these pitchers, and how differently they do things here, that could have benefited him as well. So you mentioned, yeah, it's funny, he was 0 for 23 to start spring training. It was a big deal about how he was wasting a roster spot, and then you look right now, and he's playing well enough that I don't know how you don't justify playing him pretty much every day.
Yeah, maybe people were a little quick, I think, on the judgment of him a little bit, but the team wasn't.
No, people were quick to judge.
not at all. All right, so the hitting is kind of back, I guess. Obviously, they had a little lull there. Certainly great on Wednesday night. The pitching, though, there's some issues there. I went through the last trip through the rotation pretty much, Brittany, and through my numbers, I think the ERA through the last five starts for these guys is over 8. They've struggled. There's also been some short starts in there. Ubaldo Jimenez not getting out of the second inning. Wright not getting out of the third inning. They need someone to step up in that starting rotation. I know Tillman's been great, and his start wasn't awful in that stretch, but there needs to be some better depth in that rotation. Are there any answers, or is it just going to be these same guys kind of going out there and needing to figure it out?
Well, Yovani Gallardo is pitching tonight in Fredericks. First rehab start, I'll be there, and he'll make at least 2 rehab starts. I think when he comes back, Tim, they kind of can look and see and hopefully improve that rotation. Right now, Ubaldo is in the rotation making another start. If you ask Buck about it, he'll say, who would you rather pitch?
Right.
And you don't have a good answer. Vance Worley's been so good in that long relief role, you don't want to take him out of it. And there's no guarantees that Ubaldo Jimenez will be good in the long relief role, so you'd weaken 2 positions. So I think right now they're just kind of biding their time, seeing what happens with Gallardo, hoping Jimenez can show some signs of turning it around, because you're right, the rotation has not been good. They're really struggling. Gausman's been susceptible to 3 home runs in each of his past 2 starts, so they really could use a nice, solid bounce-back outing from Ubaldo Jimenez tonight. And if not, they're equipped. They called up T.J. McFarland yesterday to add a second long man to that pen. They're equipped to cover tonight, but then you start to get into dangerous territory. They don't have an off day until the next Monday, so a week from this coming Monday. So they really have to figure things out from a rotation standpoint.
Yeah, when you're basically bringing a guy up to cover a starter who you kind of expect not to last that long, that's never a good sign as far as McFarland coming up and hopefully helping out if Jimenez can't go long. Other injury notes, Caleb Joseph goes on the disabled list. Tough, obviously, just a tough situation, taking the foul ball to the groin and actually having to have surgery, I guess. Francisco Peña recalled from AAA. He's a guy that it's mostly the glove. You're not going to get a lot of offense. And I noticed that you noted, Brittany, that this doesn't mean they're suddenly going to start playing Matt Wieters behind the plate more often. The plan will continue as it's been, which I think is probably for the best, but there had to be a little temptation with the backup catcher hurt to give Wieters a few more innings back there.
I'm sure there is, Tim. I just think they want to be cautious because if they do give in to that temptation and they do run him out there too much, then they run the risk of him re-injuring himself. And when you look at everything he's been through with Tommy John and having that flare-up in spring training, they want to be careful. They really don't want to push the envelope, especially because you're still in the first half of the season. The season is still early. You can't afford to lose Matt Wieters for the year. So as unfortunate as it is with what happened with Caleb, I still think they're probably going to try and get Peña in there once or twice a week to give Wieters a blow, especially because, like I said, they don't have an off day coming up for a while. I think Wieters is going to probably try and talk them into catching more. He might win those arguments on occasion, but I don't see that pushing him too much at all.
Then another injury note as far as guys coming back. You mentioned Yovani Gallardo. J.J. Hardy, CT scan, I think, on Friday. Does that basically decide where we go from here?
It does. It decides whether or not he's going to get cleared for baseball activity. And I think the Orioles are hoping that, obviously, everything comes through okay and they can start working him into things. But if not, they're going to have to wait a little bit longer. It seems like this injury is probably going to take that 6 to 8 weeks, maybe on the longer side, that was originally talked about. So, again, he's another guy you want to be cautious with. You really want at the end of the season. But it looks like right now that's moving along pretty slow.
All right, so the bats are back for the Orioles. The pitching's struggling, but somehow this season they've timed it back and forth that they're still playing pretty good baseball. Great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras Orioles Edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.